Did you wash the dishes in the sink before work this morning? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Howard Eichenbaum, university professor in the Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences at Boston University, discusses how the brain suppresses some memories to better focus on the tasks at hand.
When we arrive at work, we remember the projects of the day and suppress memories of nagging chores at home. When we return home, we instead remember those chores and take a break from thinking about work. How does the brain support our capacity to use the context of current experience, in this case work or home, to guide the retrieval of relevant memories and suppress otherwise interfering memories? We study this problem by monitoring the brain's activity patterns of animals performing a task where spatial context guides a reward memory. In the context of room 1, the animal had to remember that pot A contained a sweet cereal reward, whereas in the context of room 2, pot B had the cereal. We focused on two brain areas known to be important for memory, the hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex. We discovered a dialogue between these brain areas that reveals how they cooperate to support memory. When animals enter one of the rooms, neurons in a part of the hippocampus known as the ventral hippocampus code for that specific room. That information is sent to the prefrontal cortex, which uses the signal to code the appropriate rule for associating that room with reward in a particular pot. The prefrontal cortex then applies the rule to the dorsal part of the hippocampus, which then codes for the specific pot that has the reward in that room. And from other work, we know that this happens via a suppression of alternate memories. Thus, this dialogue in the brain supports our ability to use memories to focus on the task at hand by avoiding distracting memories.
That was Howard Eichenbaum of Boston University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.
Found my coat and grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went in.